Hey, how you all doing? Welcome to this Enlight Video Leap tutorial. In this Enlight Video Leap tutorial, I'm going to show you how to add music to your projects. So quite a few people have sent me messages and left comments on some of my other videos saying, how do we add music? Well, I've just got this project here. This video is just a video of a storm. I don't know, I took it ages ago. Regardless, doesn't matter. Obviously, if I look in audio now, just going to select the audio down the bottom. Look in audio. All I've got is my sound effects. And if you want to add a sound effect, I might as well go through it. You could add a sound effect. You could listen to it, preview the sound effect first, and then just add it to your composition, and then it'll be there. Quite simple. Just going to highlight that and remove. But what we want to do, obviously, is add our own music. Now, because most people use Apple Music or use store all their music in the cloud, in iCloud, the music that you get has to be, as you notice there's no songs or albums. The music you get has to be purchased by you, or you've used sort of no copyright music, or got agreement from the person to use it, and you have to have it downloaded to the device that you want to add it to. So it's pointless having the music on your Mac and then trying to create a project on your iOS device, because the music's not going to be there. It's on your Mac, it's stored in the cloud, it's not local to your machine. So it has to be local to your machine. So let me show you. Just go into Apple Music here. And these are just sound overs, no copyright music. So I'm just going to download. You can see these are stored in the cloud. I'm just going to download that music. So now that will be in my actual library. So now if we go back into Enlight Video Leap, and then you see this little, it's default to albums here. There's a little arrow on the bottom left-hand side, or the right-hand side of where it says albums. If I click that arrow, I get this pop-up come up, and then I will have a song available to me, and that's the song that I've just downloaded. So if I click the little plus button, and now if I play through this composition, I have got that music. But obviously, if you're going to export it and the music's longer than than what's in your timeline, you're going to have to edit your music. I'm just going to pinch out a little bit here and then just bring that music into here. And there's other things that you can do with the music, with the equalizer and volume and all that stuff. You can fade it in and all that good stuff. But I'll show you how to do that in another video. I just wanted to get this out quite quickly because quite a few people are asking me, I don't know how to add music. So there you go. I hope this helps you out. And if you have any questions, please stick them in the comments below. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Bye.